This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian officials say Russian attacks killed at least four people Thursday in the northeastern city of Kharkiv. Regional Governor Oleh Sinyubov said on his Telegram social media account, Russia struck the area at least 15 times overnight. In western Russia's Belgorod region, officials reported damage Thursday from Ukrainian aerial attacks. The Russian Defense Ministry said it destroyed 35 Ukrainian rockets and three aerial drones over Belgorod. Meanwhile, NATO defense ministers from Latvia, Poland, Estonia, and Norway met in Lithuania Thursday to discuss weapons deliveries to Ukraine to aid its fight against Russia. At a news conference, Latvian Defense Minister Andris Spruds said their talks emphasized air defenses and ammunition.
But also drones are increasingly becoming the indispensable in the fighting for freedom in Ukraine. And that's why, of course, we have been very much willing to take the leading role together with UK. We have established and we co-leading the drone coalition within Rammstein format. 14 countries have joined.
U.S. officials say humanitarian aid is beginning to enter the Gaza Strip through a U.S.-built pier. The U.S. Defense Department estimated more than 800 tons of aid would have arrived by late Wednesday. The aid comes as much of Gaza is reportedly on the brink of famine. Some humanitarian aid officials say famine has arrived in many locations. Meanwhile, the Reuters News Service reports Israeli tanks made advances into the southern Gaza city of Rafah Wednesday. The military operation came with a severe bombardment of Rafah that sent hundreds of thousands of people scattering for cover. Speaking on Capitol Hill before the U.S. House of Representatives Appropriations Committee Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State said the U.S. has deep concerns about the closing of the Rafah Gate, a key point of aid for aid into the southern Gaza city.
That gate is closed. I think there are two things that are going on. One is, yes, it's important, I think, politically for the Egyptians to show that they are a critical actor in providing assistance. At the same time, because of combat activities around, near and around the gate, the environment for bringing the assistance in is really challenged.
This is VOA News. The United States will designate Kenya as its first major non-NATO ally in sub-Saharan Africa, the White House said, as President Joe Biden Thursday welcomes President William Ruto for a state visit. The significant strategic move signals the shifting of U.S. security cooperation to East Africa, just as U.S. troops prepare to depart Niger, leaving a vacuum that Russian forces have begun to fill. The designation gives non-members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization access to military and financial advantages that NATO members enjoy without the mutual defense agreement that holds NATO together. A senior administration official told reporters late Wednesday Biden would inform Congress of the designation, which takes 30 days to take effect. China launched so-called punishment drills around Taiwan Thursday in what it said was a response to separatist acts, sending up heavily armed warplanes and staging mock attacks, as state media denounced newly inaugurated President Lai Ching-te. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer has more.
The exercises come just days after Lai Ching-te took office as Taiwan's new president, a man Beijing detests as a separatist. Chinese state media said dozens of fighter jets carrying live missiles were sent out, along with warships, and conducted mock strikes on high-value military targets. They published a map of the drill zones in five areas all around Taiwan and the islands Taiwan controls near the Chinese coast. Taiwanese officials told Reuters those areas were outside its contiguous zone, which is 24 nautical miles from the main island's coast. Lai has repeatedly offered talks with China, but been rebuffed. He rejects Beijing's sovereignty claims over the island and says only Taiwan's people can decide their future.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. At least nine people were killed when strong winds toppled a stage at a campaign rally in northern Mexico Wednesday. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The stage in Nuevo León fell apart from a strong gust of wind, prompting emergency services to rush to the scene. It happened during an event attended by presidential longshot candidate Jorge Alvarez Maynez. The state's governor confirmed the tragedy and said a child was among the dead. Videos of the dramatic collapse were posted to social media. The clips showed scenes of panic as people were screaming and running away. Afterwards, soldiers, police and other officials roamed the grounds of the park where the event took place. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.